I am not a dermatologist. In fact, I'm not even a doctor. Surprised as you may be, I thought I should put that disclosure out there before I tell this story. I don't know. It seems like the right thing to do. A few years ago, Amanda and I went on a road trip through upstate New York with another couple. As most car trip conversations eventually turned to, we began discussing hygiene habits. We started talking about face wash, and my friend, who we were on the trip with, said that he doesn't even wash his face at all, and hasn't for years. Not that I typically notice these things, but he had pretty great skin. So how did he figure that out? How did he come to the conclusion that he doesn't need any sort of skin products? Well, when he was in high school, he told us, he struggled with acne, as most teenagers do, but he struggled more than average. He struggled enough to really make the rounds with skin products. He tried washing twice a day, then three times a day, then once a day. He tried scrubs, exfoliators, lotions, oils, pills, diet changes, humidity control, just about every sort of treatment out there. One day, he decided to take a different approach. Because really, when he thought about it, he had only tried one method this whole time, doing something. What if he tried another method, not doing something? He simply stopped everything. No more scrub, no more cream, lotions, juicing, nothing. Almost immediately, his face started clearing up. Since then, aside from a little shampoo spillover, he hasn't once washed his face. My name is Derek Walker, and this is The Weekly Creative. FYI, I've tried not washing my face, and maybe I didn't have the patience for it, but it didn't quite have the same effect on me as it did my friend. Anyways, today we're talking about good old everyday creativity. One of my biggest goals with The Weekly Creative is to dispel the notion that creativity is only used in art. Even for artists or creatives, my goal is to help people live more creative lives. So, enough about that. Whereas last episode, WAC focused on creative problem solving in odd situations, like in polluted cities or in accidentally burying people alive, today's episode is about real-life, everyday situations. Camille Jean Menaud from the excellent blog, whychooseonlyone.com, shared a story with me that hits close to home. As you may have known, my wife is pregnant with our first child. Like, extremely pregnant. Obviously, I'm super excited out of my mind to have a baby, but part of me wonders how I'll be able to maintain my day job, my podcast, my blog, my reading, my friends, and all my other hobbies once the baby enters the picture. Camille told me about how she has faced a similar dilemma, being the mother of a two-year-old and trying to keep up other hobbies, specifically singing. Given that her kid is two and needs virtually constant attention, Camille was struggling finding time to develop her singing skills while also attending to her child. I'm sure many people at this point would see the issue as a only choose one scenario. Either the kid goes or the hobby goes. But not for Camille. Camille began involving her kid with her singing time. Since her kid has taken a particular liking to more rhythmatic rock and roll, Camille blasts the rock, allowing her two-year-old to rock out while she sings along. Win-win. Camille's blog, Why Choose Only One, is dedicated to people who have creative aspirations but need or want to keep their less creative day jobs. The stories on her blog shows that it is very much possible to develop creative skills and hobbies even when you have a full-time job and a family. All it takes is a little creativity. Let me speak Japanese for a second. Ready? Kaizen. Kaizen. Assuming I'm saying that correctly, which is like a 1% chance, Kaizen is Japanese for good change. The Kaizen philosophy believes in constant improvement. It means consistently taking a step back from our everyday lives and identifying ways to be eliminated and opportunities for improvement. Of course, the Kaizen philosophy is mostly used in business settings, but can easily be applied to life as well. What if your boss told you that from now on, you are to spend 20% of your time on the job doing whatever you want to do? Granted, it can't be time-wasting, but it can be any sort of creative, semi-work-related project. That is exactly what Google does. Being in the ever-evolving technology business, Google has adopted principles of Kaizen, recognizing that constant innovation is the only path. Their well-known innovation timeout policy states that employees are to spend 80% of their time on core projects, their normal assigned work, and 20% on innovation projects that are of personal interest. From this 20% of personal innovation time has come Gmail, Google News, and AdSense. I wonder where Google would be today if they didn't have such a policy. If their employees were to spend 100% of their time on their assigned projects with no innovation time. So think about that in the context of your personal life. What if you regularly took time out to explore interests, develop talents, create? You took time out to simply take a step back, assess where you are, and assess what you can be doing to be happier, to be more fulfilled, or to be a better parent, or partner, or neighbor. How about a little everyday creativity to make life more fun? Nothing serious here, no problem solving or making life more quote-unquote efficient. Just straight up fun. Nothing, in my opinion, is more fun than the world's most embarrassing dad. In American Fork, Utah, just 15 minutes from where I live, lived a teenage boy, Rain, and his father, Dale. Rain took the bus to school all throughout junior high years, but now he was a sophomore in high school, meaning that he would be on a new bus route, and that route, much to Rain's dismay, would pass right by his house. After boarding the bus for his first day of sophomore year, his first day of high school, Rain sat in silence, embarrassed beyond belief, as the bus passed by his house with his father, Dale, standing outside, furiously waving. Nothing outrageous, but I can remember what it's like needing to make a first impression on the first day of high school, and no doubt, Dale was not helping with that. Upon learning of his son's embarrassment later that day, Dale decided to take it a step further. Well, 170 steps further. That next morning, at the exact same time, Dale stood outside and waved to Rain as he drove by in the school bus again. But this time, Dale was wearing football gear. As the months, I repeat, months progressed, so did the costumes. From a pirate, to Batgirl, to Michael Jackson, to the Little Mermaid, to a blushing bride, to a man reading a newspaper on the toilet. Dale kept the embarrassment up for 170 days, all the way until summer break. Hey, if you're not having fun, what's the point, right? Prepping for this episode has made me want to start using my imagination more, to see more opportunities to have fun, to make life more colorful. In my view, creativity is what takes our life from a silent black and white film to a sound-filled color film, a 3D, HD, melodic color film. Let's face the facts here. Everyone listening to this is creative. Maybe you use your creative powers in organizing your closet, as my friend Matt Jonas shared. Or maybe you plan fun adventures with your families or friends. Maybe you are a master at efficiency. Or maybe you have an interest in developing creative talents like painting, singing, writing, filmmaking, photography. If so, do it. Figure out ways to incorporate it into your life, as Camille did. Or take a weekend, or a day, or an hour, and dedicate it to developing your talents. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Weekly Creative. Before I go, I want to give one last shout out to all of my friends and listeners who helped contribute to this episode by way of stories and ideas. I greatly appreciate it. So thank you very much. As always, you can contact me on my website at weeklycreative.com. You can tweet me at @weekly_creative. Or you can just email me. I am @Derek@weeklycreative.com. So thank you very much. I'll see you next week.